Number 86. In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen. So you're hankering to be that hallowed thing, a top English speaker. The half-hearted approach won't get you there. But no need to go down that harrowing road of all-night study until you look all haggard like some harbinger of doom. Nor is it necessary to take a hard-bitten approach, reciting tracts of hackneyed English until your speech ends up sounding hard-headed. Conversely, the haphazard method just won't do. It won't happen by hap. A good starting point is a healthy mind and body. Plenty of sleep is essential for any student. Allow a good 8 hours every night to drift off into those unconscious hallucinations that we call dreams. That halcyon world populated by the sweet notes of the harpsichord and dancing cherubs crowned with halos harping stringed instruments. You'll wake up feeling hale and hearty, able to handle the task that lies ahead. You get to class and look around, noting the hangdog expressions on all your hapless classmates. Never fear. The hallmark of a successful student is enthusiasm. No halting speech for you. You face your foreign teacher, a harridan hardened to the pleas of her students. She greets you with a loud harangue. Don't let her harass you. Harness all your positive thoughts to create a place of harmony in your head. Your brain hankers to learn, so you must let it do so. As your teacher harps on, let her words, like a harrow, plow new grammar into your brain, like a hammer, punch in new vocabulary, like the haft of a knife, strike out incorrect conjugations. Sounds painful? Not at all. You're a hardy soul. Your body is now a temple to the study of English. Nothing can hamstring your desire to achieve your goal or raise your hackles now. You can stand tall with the knowledge that you harbored an ambition and after hankering for so long finally achieved it. The day of the exam arrives. You pass. Time for a rest. Pack a hamper and set off for the park. You possess such strong hardihood now, you could brush away a harpoon attack as though it were a hail of blossoms. Stroll through the park, and as you espy that tall, handsome foreigner, haggling to reduce the price of 10 postcards from what would be a more reasonable amount for an aircraft hangar, stride confidently over to offer your assistance. My advice is to hallow challenges. The world can be a harrowing place, and so learn to love the things you can't change.